Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And I like hearing from small business owners and their employees. Shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Let's get your business on this podcast. Find out what you're doing, how you started, and where you're going. Today's stories, the small business employees seeing better paychecks and the pace of new job creation by small businesses. Those stories after this. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Recruiters, baristas, and restaurant cooks are seeing more promising paychecks, but at the same time, in some cases, inflation is outpacing job growth. More on what's happening from Katie Hill, editor at moneyish.com. Katie, what's trending?
The number one job getting big pay growth is recruiters at 8.4% year-over-year pay growth, which is really good. And, you know, what's going on here is there's a lot of companies who, you know, really looking, you know, the economy is getting better. They're really looking for talent to fill jobs. And recruiters can really help them make the perfect match, because it's expensive, right, to hire people and bring them on board. And you really want to find the right person for these certain jobs. And so recruiters are really having a good year.
A couple you might not expect near the top of the list, barista and restaurant cook. What's going on there?
Yeah, that might be, they think, because a minimum wage was raised in some cities, and so that might be reflected in this, in these things. Plus, you know, they, and by the way, they're not making a ton anyway, but they, a barista about $24,000 a year and a restaurant cook about $29,000 a year. But pay growth in those jobs above 7%. And yeah, it could be a part of it because, you know, minimum wage was raised up in some cities, and so that really helped them see an uptick in pay.
And with unemployment being relatively low right now, maybe there's just aren't as many people available to fill those jobs as there used to be?
Right. It used to be, right, that college grads, you know, were filling them not even a few years ago, and now that's probably changed, so they got to pay to get them. You know, also on this top 10 jobs with fastest pay growth that I found quite interesting, you see delivery driver up there, and that's really like the Amazons and the Walmarts of the world. People are really ordering a ton of things online, and so there is just huge demand for people who are doing these jobs, and that'll probably continue to grow, you know, quite well and pay as well. You see Amazon's promising you one day, 2 day shipping, and they need a lot of people there to help deliver it. Warehouse associate is also on the list for that same reason.
We're speaking with Katie Hill, editor at moneyish.com. A lot of the jobs on this list seem to be lower skilled or entry level jobs. Do you think there's any reason for that?
Yeah, they were. They didn't really know. I mean, some of it could be, right, the minimum wage thing, because this lower skilled kind of entry level jobs tend to be more impacted by that. Yeah, but they kind of broke up in the barista and restaurant cook, and then you saw, you know, bank teller, which surprised me. Here, I'll actually read out the list for everybody. Recruiter, barista, restaurant cook, claims adjuster, customer service manager, bank teller, warehouse associate, maintenance worker, pharmacy technician, and delivery driver. Yeah, most of them tended to be a little bit on the lower end, minus claims adjuster and recruiter. But yeah, I mean, some of this is minimum wage, and some of this is just they've had, you know, depressed wages for so long, and we're finally seeing, you know, things going up. But yeah, I thought that the big buckets I thought were super interesting: barista and restaurant cook, you know, with it being affected by the minimum wage, and then the delivery driver and the warehouse associate and the customer service manager on this list. That's really speaks to the big growth in the Amazons of the world and delivery, and them needing people like that.
It's Katie Hill, editor at moneyish.com. Coming up next, encouraging news on the small biz hiring front. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. U.S. small businesses added more workers in July and plan to ramp up hiring in coming months. That's according to the National Federation of Independent Business monthly employment survey. Even more encouraging are the plans for future hiring. The survey finds a seasonally adjusted 19% of owners plan to create new jobs, up 4 points, and the highest reading since the end of 1999. But will high hopes be fulfilled? As much as the owners of small firms want to hire, it's not clear they'll be able to find enough workers. 35% of all owners reported job openings they could not fill in the current period. That's up 5 points. This is good news, however, for the workers who do show up, because firms are having to raise salaries, just like in the story we brought you from Katie Hill a moment ago. NFIB finds that 27% of survey respondents raised worker compensation in July, up 3 percentage points from June. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.